welcome back to your favorite podcast, Friends on 15. I am your host, Jennifer Lee, and I am joined here today with my lovely co-host, Shakira.
Good morning, everyone.
And as you know, she is our events coordinator and administrative manager. And also, we're joined by Chris Moore.
And I get to be the executive director. Good morning.
He does. Today is August 20th, another terrific Tuesday in Philadelphia, and we have some really special guests here today.
Yay! Welcome!
We have two great ladies here from Girls Inc. First, we have Dina Heron, who is the executive director of Girls Inc. Hi, Dina.
Hi.
Dina.
Hi.
And we have Sharice Arrington, who is the Associate Director of Programs and Advocacy.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, Sharice.
So, I just want to jump right into it. We're so excited to have you here. And we know about the wonderful works that you do in the community. But we want everyone else to know and to get involved and to be aware of all the things, all the great things that are going on with Girls Inc. Dina, could you please fill us in on some of those things?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks so much for inviting us to speak with you today. And let me start by giving you some context about why Girls Inc. is so important. You know, we live in very complicated times, but they're particularly complicated for girls because they face systemic barriers to success. And let me just share a few statistics about girls in the U.S. that highlight those challenges. 1 in 4 will not finish high school. 78% of girls under 17 are unhappy with their bodies. 3 in 10 will be pregnant before they're 20. 1 in 5 will be a victim of childhood sexual abuse. And by the time girls are 11, they are already losing interest in science and math because of persistent stereotypes that girls are not good at or aren't interested in STEM. And only 14% of teenage girls want to be scientists.
Wow. Mm.
So this is where we step in. And Girls Inc. inspires girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And what makes us unique is the holistic approach that we take towards whole girl development. We recognize that in order for girls to grow up into healthy, educated, independent women, they need to make healthy decisions about their bodies, receive academic enrichment, and life skills instruction.
Yes.
And the outcomes were all interrelated. So, I mean, the reality is a girl may love coding, but if she gets pregnant or she doesn't have the confidence to walk into an AP math class full of boys, or she gets suspended for fighting, well, it's unlikely she's going to fulfill her dream of being a great coder.
Wow. That is some great information. I love the statistics. That was, I have a teenage daughter, and that, just hearing those numbers, is very eye-opening.
Right.
It really is. You don't think about these things, and you know, until you're confronted with them. So, wow, that you guys are doing a great work.
I was just thinking about that. I was like sitting here in awe. Like, I really don't think about those things, especially if you're not around young women. As a grown woman, you're like, okay, now I'm living my everyday life. And I have faced those challenges before, especially about body image and all of those things. But once you get past that stage, you don't really go back and think of how many other young girls are affected by the same kind of
thing. Well, our girls are from 5 to 18 years old.
Oh.
And just a little bit more about Girls Inc. Nationally, we're part of a national organization. There are 83 affiliates serving 150,000 girls across the U.S. and actually a few affiliates in Canada as well.
That's incredible.
Yeah, in the greater Philadelphia region, we serve 3,000 girls, over 3,000 last year, and we have been growing very dramatically. And most of our girls are from the desperately underserved communities of Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey. And we deliver programs in schools, here at the Friends Center, and in the Juvenile Justice Services Center, where we see every girl in detention.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. How can people find you?
Sure. So you can go onto our website. It's www.girlsincpa-nj.org. And you can see all the wonderful work that we're doing. You can also follow us on Facebook.
Yay.
And then check out all of our programs. We are here at the Friends Center. You could stop by and ask for some information. But it's really about, we have anything for a girl.
Anything you're looking for. Is that through the summer or only through the school year?
It's throughout the whole year. So we do in school, after school, Saturday sessions, as well as summer camp. And our programs are in Philadelphia, Montgomery County, as well as Camden. Nice. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
So Friends Center was excited to have the chance to have Girls Inc. be one of the 40 plus nonprofit tenants at our office building here at 15th and Cherry Streets, because Quakers have a long tradition of strong women leaders as well, and the idea that we can support this work you're doing to create strong women today is really important. Where we're sitting at this podcasting location, we can see a statue of Mary Dyer, who was an early Quaker heroine, with a sad story for another time, and also Lucretia Mott, one of the pioneers of women's rights in the 19th century, was a member of the Quaker meeting here, so... feels like we're continuing that legacy with you guys.
Well, and this has been the perfect space for us because, as you know, when we moved in here 4 years ago, we were pretty small. There were only three of us. Now we're 17. And this has been just the ideal incubator space for us. We didn't really have much in the way of in-house programs, and now we do because we were able to access the space that you have here on an as-needed basis, which made it cost-effective for us, and we've also been able to expand.
Yeah, and it's so convenient for our families as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Does the 17 folks you work with include your interns, or interns are on top of that? Can you tell us about that?
On top of that. So we have this amazing internship program that was developed by our director of programs about, I want to say, like 12 years ago now, I guess, because Charisse was the first intern in the program.
Oh, wow.
And so we started with, I think, three that year, or was it just one?
I think it was one.
It was Charisse, and then we went up a couple more. Yeah. Well, we now have approximately 60 interns over the course of a year, serving either in the fall, the spring, or summer, or all three. And most of our interns come from, they all come from local universities. Temple is our biggest feeder, and they receive course credit for working with us. Some stay on as volunteers, and they become our program facilitators, mostly for our in-school program. So they receive a minimum of 25 hours of training before they can walk into a classroom. They work in pairs, and they are heavily supervised and monitored by our full-time staff. And it's considered a life-changing experience for the interns. It's also our pipeline for hiring. So out of our 17 staff, the only people who did not go through that program were, well, the person who founded it, Natasha Andrews, me, and our operations manager, although she has been a volunteer in one of our programs for a year, and we've just hired a social worker. So other than that, everybody else has gone through the internship program. Yeah. So it's a great pipeline. So when we get these great new contracts, we have a pipeline ready to go to fill them.
That's impressive.
And can you just tell us a little bit more about how your girls feel after the program? Like, what is the feedback that they give you?
Do girls come back? After they leave the program, like, do girls come back after they age out?
So we work with our girls, like Nina said, since they're five. They stay with us. We have a continuum program that we offer. So we have programs that grow with them. Once our girls graduate high school, we have students who come back and volunteer. They can apply to be an intern. Our girls feel supported. They feel safe because we definitely try to create a pro-girl environment where it's a no judgment zone. Everybody is respected. Girls can share their opinions and feel like their voices are being heard. And we also give them leadership opportunities. So we're asking our girls, what are some of the topics that you want to cover? What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And we talk about issues within the community, so we know that they're coming from different neighborhoods. We want to make this a neutral ground for them. So they are getting the tools to really feel supported in all of their dreams. So the feedback has been very great from the girls, from our parents, from our school partners. All of our schools want us back. So that says a lot.
And I do want to just follow up on that our programs are not kind of one and done. They're not doing a course in coding or something like that. They, again, are going through the whole continuum, not just of academic enrichment, but they are getting information on healthy decision making, academic enrichment, life skills support that is age appropriate or developmentally appropriate. So if they start with us at 5 and go to 18, they're going to be hitting all those topics all day through.
I see the girls marching out sometimes with their boots and hard hands.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So that's... you can read about our programs online, but we also do a lot around career exploration.
Yeah.
As we know, if they can't see it, they're not going to dream it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we introduce our girls to a very broad range of career opportunities. We partner with probably 30 different corporations, trade unions, universities, and the girls go on site. So they're actually meeting the professionals, and they help. They engage in interactive activity, and that brings the industry to life. So the one that you were just talking about, Jennifer, is the girls in the boots and hard hats. That's, we partner with the National Association of Women in Construction, and there's a one-week camp every year. It's actually a six-day camp because the first day is orientation, team building. And then the next 4 days, they go to a trade union. And they're learning about pipe fitting, painting, and all different aspects of the finishing trade.
Construction.
Yeah, carpentry is a big one. And then the last day, they're actually on a construction site. And this partnership has just been incredible. And they, the association, fits the girls out completely with hard hats and steel-tipped boots and the tool belt.
They look good coming through the door.
They look really strong.
And they're excited.
Yeah. They are.
They look happy.
They're also exhausted.
Yeah.
And the girls walk away like, oh, wow, I can actually go and get certified in this trade.
Yeah.
And they understand, you know, the skills that they need and the careers that are out there, especially within a field that is male-dominated.
Yes.
Which is so important for girls to understand.
Wow. So career readiness or post-secondary readiness is a very important piece of what we do. And we understand college isn't for everyone, and there's no reason why it has to be. Mm-hmm.
And even if college is for everyone, it's always good to get out there into the field, because you can go to college and you can just go to college and not even think about getting into anything else, especially if you are coming from a community where nobody else went to college. You have no insight of what to do when you get there, so you're just like, I'm going to go to school and I'm just going to get a degree and that's it. And then you go out into the real world and have no experience. So those kind of career opportunities are
great. It's great. Yeah, to help lay that foundation and just give the exposure.
Right.
Yeah. Just being exposed to things sometimes and knowing that the opportunity is out there if that was something that they wanted to get into is great. There are so many things that I look back on as an adult that I wish I had the opportunity to explore as a child. And I say, I think I would have enjoyed that. I wish my parents would have been able to, you know, have the resources or people or programs to put me in. To get the knowledge in different areas, even if it's something that I would not have, taken and ran with it, at least I know, and just have the opportunity to be exposed. So I appreciate that. You know, like I said, having a young daughter myself, I like being able to be associated with this great program. We're actually going to take a break. We're going to let Chris Moore, our executive director of Friend Center, take us into a break. And when we come back, we're going to speak more to Sharice Arrington, who is the associate director of programs and advocacy of Girls Inc. We're going to talk to her about some great programs and some other wonderful things that Girls Inc. has coming up.
You're listening to the Friends on 15th podcast, coming to you from the Friends Center at 15th and Cherry Streets in Center City, Philadelphia. Friends Center is a three-building Quaker complex with offices for nonprofits and space for community and nonprofit events. Check us out at www.friendscentercorp.org, no punctuation. And I'm Chris Moore, Executive Director, here with Jennifer Lee, our Guest Reception and Marketing Coordinator, and Shakira, our amazing events and administrative manager, who helps make sure our event guests have a great experience. You were talking about the construction. I was thinking, in here we have two historic buildings and one 50-year-old office building, and we have a lot of repair work that needs to be done. So I'm looking forward to someday having some of these young women coming back and being the people who help fix up this site. So, but with that, welcome back to Friends on 15.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks, Chris, for the updated information. So we're going to bring in Sharice here, and she's going to talk to us more about this STEM program.
Yes. So our
Operation SMART program is a STEM education continuum. It is designed to retain as many girls as possible in STEM-focused enrichment programs from grades kindergarten through their senior year in high school, even beyond that, too. So our programs are fun, they're engaging, they're introducing girls to an array of STEM careers, not just the traditional ones we see. We want to make sure that girls understand that STEM is everywhere and everything you do. So some of the things, topics we've explored, robotics, environmental science, marine, biology, we've done construction, architecture, chemistry, name it. We are making it fun. We're piquing girls' curiosity, their imagination, and really teaching them the different careers that they can go into. Our STEM program starts with the early grade literacy program for K through third graders. We connect STEM and literacy together. So we do read alouds, and we do hands-on activity for our girls in school and here at our Discovery program. And then from fourth through seventh grades, our girls are doing hands-on STEM enrichment activities with mentors. So they are working in our schools, at our Saturday program, STEM Gems, which is my baby. We have a partnership with Lockheed Martin, and this is where these mentors come in, and they do a lot of group work with them. So they're exploring aerospace engineering. And they're learning also other skills that STEM professionals need. So like, what are those leadership skills? They're realizing that if I want to be a STEM professional, I'm really good with my hands and I didn't realize that. Or I'm a good communicator and that's something that you need as well. And then our 8th through 12th grade girls, we just launched our Eureka program. Eureka is a 5-year program that's offered in partnership with Drexel University on their campus. It's where the college students and professors, they lead STEM hands-on, minds-on activities with the students. And then we also have an intensive a partnership with Penn Athletics where they do health and wellness activities with our girls. So our girls have done fencing, gymnastics, they're learning to swim. Yay! I have some amazing stories on that.
Would I be too old to join in?
I wanted to join too. And then
maybe you could volunteer, Jen.
Oh, yes. And then we can't forget about our personal development. So our girls are learning how to be leaders. We'll do job readiness skills, digital literacy, which is so huge in this age. And so this is really creates this cohesive partnership where our girls will stay with us for 5 years. So we started off with 36 girls. Every year we'll add a cohort of girls. And so at the end of 5 years, we'll have about 120, give and take. Nobody drops out. But our goal is that 90% of those girls will pursue a STEM career, and 100% of the girls will graduate high school. Many of those girls are first generation students. They come from an array of different backgrounds. But our goal is really to ensure that we're staying with them. We're giving them the tools to be successful. So to date, we see over 500 girls in our STEM program.
And so it's growing.
Each year.
So how do you know that your programs are working? How do you see the results?
Sure. So we are an outcomes-driven organization. We do pre- and post-surveys to see whether knowledge, skills, and attitudes that our girls are learning. We do our Strong, Smart, and Bold Outcome Measurement Survey, which is conducted annually. And we have five different indicator categories. So we get to see, like, how are the girls in terms of making healthy decisions? What are they doing in terms of their grades? And then we aggregate all of those results to see, okay, what impact is our programs making? And of course, we do like feedback forums with our students, with our partners. We're talking with parents. We do stories. So we're hearing from all of our partners the amazing work that we're doing in the community.
I just want to jump in on the Strong Smart World Outcome Survey, which is probably the most important piece of our outcomes measurement system. We collect extensive amounts of data on our programs or program participation, on demographics, but this particular survey was designed in partnership with Child Trends, which is the leading youth research organization, and we look at about 90 different indicators, and we are a very transparent organization. Mm-hmm. So you can go on our website and see all our financial information, and you can also see our outcomes measurement information. It's all on there. So that includes the indicators we're looking at and results that we're seeing. So I encourage you to do that because We are very much outcomes driven, and I can tell you that some of the outcomes, just to give you examples, are we know from those surveys that around healthy decision making, we know that our girls are less likely to engage in risky sexual behavior or use drug and alcohol than their peers nationally. They are more interested in pursuing college career and like and do well in science and math, and they believe that they can make a difference in their communities. So that's just a couple of different topics, but you can see many, many more of those indicators and how our girls are performing on those surveys. And that particular survey, because it takes a long time, it's very intensive, is only given to girls who receive at least 50 hours or more of Girls Inc. program in a year, and they're 9 and older, because it's hard. For our younger girls, for the real little ones who are in our literacy programs, we also do DIBELS testing, which is a nationally known literacy measurement system, because early grade literacy has become such an important part of our programs. We want to make sure that we're actually making progress in those, and we are.
Yeah.
Can you give us that website address again so
sure.
people can find it?
It's www.girlsincpa-nj.org.
Excellent.
And I know, so I was going into where can people make a donation or volunteer their time to your organization. And what made me think about that is because you have been driving us to vote lately.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I was excited. I really was. I was excited to put your flyers up and to help spread the word.
Well, there, this was the Philadelphia Foundation Keita Community Grant Opportunity celebrating the 100th year anniversary of the Philadelphia Foundation. And they had over 200 applicants for 3 different categories, and they were going to award 3 prizes in each category. There were 5 finalists in each category, and we were in the opportunity divide category. That was also, that grant was issued in partnership with Comcast. It was Comcast and the Philadelphia Foundation. And after all the voting came out, we came in 3rd, so we will receive $33,000 from that, which is great. And we got some great press. You know, getting the word out is so important to us.
Wow.
So where can they donate? They can donate on our website. Obviously, it's hard to miss that donate button. There are lots of other ways to engage in Girls Inc. as well. So if you're interested in volunteering, if you have a company and you're interested in a career exploration program, if you are interested in doing a readathon with some of our youngest readers, we have a whole host of ways that you can participate.
You can be a mentor to our Bold Futures Mentoring Program. That is an after-school initiative where we do it at 5 sites. As a mentor, you get to have a group of girls and work with them.
Which is a violence prevention program for girls who are at a particularly high risk of individual and community risk factors. And in fact, the state has just awarded us a very large grant to expand that program.
You ladies are getting grants left and right.
And just to add, like, another thing on their checklist, I was sitting at the desk the other day, and a gentleman came in, and he was, he had mentioned a young lady that he was working with. But he spoke so highly of this young lady that was in a Girls Inc. program. And I was just standing there like, I don't know who she is, but the more you say her name, I want to meet her. Because he's like, she just was so professional. She's just great. And I'm like, well, that's awesome that these young ladies are going out and they're taking to the community what they're learning from you guys. So,
and we're always looking for interns. So it may have been one of our interns. So if you're in college and you're looking for a really meaningful internship opportunity, give us a call.
Well, we thank you. Thank you, ladies, for all this great information, for engaging us, for stopping by everyone's favorite podcast, Friends on 15th. This has been truly a wonderful and eye-opening experience. I've learned so much. I feel so good just knowing that we have people in the world who are consciously making efforts to impact young women.
I also just want to mention before we... you know, move on, is that we also, in addition to doing direct service with girls, we have an advocacy platform. And so this is a new initiative where we understand that we need to move the needle on equity for girls and women. And so we are going to be hosting a advocacy conference on a Girls Inc. national platform. They've identified four different pillars that we are focusing on. And the first pillar that we are going to do this year is our sexual assault, harassment, and bullying. And so we are going to teach the girls about, you know, this information. We're going to give them the tools to advocate for themselves. And so we are going to work with girls in grades 4 through 8. And we also have a platform called Girls Too. And so just like the Me Too movement, we want people to understand that girls too are also affected by this.
Yes.
And as adults, there is a lot that we can do to assist them, to give them that space to share, to heal, and also to advocate for themselves. So please check out our website, look for us on our social media to learn more about that.
Thank you for providing that safe space for that peace and that healing. That's so important. Mm-hmm.
All right. So thank you guys again for sitting with us and chatting with us about your program. Just a few quick reminders before we go. Since we are here at the Friend Center on 15th Street, the Quaker Hub for Peace and Justice, we do want to invite some friends to come join us on Sunday for Meeting for Worship at 11 a.m. Following that, it's a social hour, a coffee hour. So just again, I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Thank you so much for coming, Dina.
Thanks for inviting us.
We were so excited to have you guys down here. Mm-hmm. And just before we go, I just want to leave you guys with a quick quote, I guess, from one of my favorite people. It's Beyonce. Yeah. And who run the world? Girls. Not run the world without girls.
Yes.
If you dream it, do it. If you think of something, do it. It's always going to be someone out there. You don't want to be the one that's sitting there and you have a thought and say, I can do this. And the next day, it's on the TV screen. So if you dream it, just do it. Yes. So thank you guys for coming. We enjoyed your company.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.